Hey guys, welcome back to Laura's Life. I'm Laura and I am here with my cat Kiki. She's laying right next to the computer. So, yeah, while she tries to attack my hair, I will try to make an episode. So, guys, I'm so happy that my face reveal is out. I am still trying to edit my birthday trip. I took a lot of videos, so yeah, but I think that is going to be super cool once you guys see it, so yeah, stay tuned for that. So a few things. So first off, MVL, okay, if you guys don't know what that means, it stands for Most Valuable Listener. So basically, I will be starting that in September, at the very end of August, on the last day of August, I will announce who the MVL is. So, rules for MVL, just how you become MVL. So, how you become my most valuable listener is, for each month, I will have a new most valuable listener, unless the same person still stays my favorite. Please don't be upset if you lose. You don't apply for this or anything. So basically, MVL, most valuable listener, of course, it goes out to my favorite listener. Of course, I love all you guys so much, but just the one who has like supported me the most, who comments on all of my episodes, and all of that. That is where the most valuable listener award will go to. Now, you get nothing. You just get the title of MVL for that month, unless you can make it more than 1 month. So, yeah, of course, you cannot be someone who has given me hate in the past. Of course, I will forgive you. I forgive all of the people who have given me hate in the past, but just please do not, because I will not pick you for MVL, because, well, I'm not going to pick someone who has given me hate. So, thank you, but no. And, yeah, I will just pick, right now I have a pretty good idea, but, a pretty good idea of who I will be picking, but that might change if you guys actually step up and try to comment more and be like really supportive and stuff. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. I will be announcing it later. And let's see, what's the other thing? All right, so I got a comment on my I'm Back episode. I'm so happy to be back, guys. It was fun, but it was definitely stressful being in a hotel room with... So we got two hotel rooms, you guys will see. And I'm definitely going to have to split it up into different parts. So I will have my actual birthday, the day that we like leave and stuff. And then, let's see, the day that, we go to the mall, which I didn't video much from that day, because it wasn't really that interesting. I mean, of course we did go shopping, but I didn't really get that much. But we did go to Cheesecake Factory, and I did video most of that. So, yeah, it was super good. And then, the day that we went to the Georgia History Center, Museum, whatever. I videoed that. And also the day that we went to like the Asian market and just everything. I'm pretty sure the only day that I did not really video was Saturday, because I have a few pictures, but on Saturday it was basically just like a stay at the hotel kind of day. Like, we just stayed at the hotel And that evening, we went and saw some of my family that lives in Georgia, so it wasn't really too interesting, but I do have some pictures. And on the way back, I'm not sure if I got really any like pictures or anything. But yeah. So we'll figure all that out. So yeah, super fun. I'm sorry, I'm probably boring you guys to death. Oh, I got a text. So I sent Callie a routine because she asked me for a day routine for when school starts. So my school starts August 28th. And yeah, it's next week is like my last week of summer. It's super nerve-wracking but exciting at the same time. So tell me if you guys think this is a good routine. So I wrote 6 a.m. wake up and stretch. And then 6:10 get out of bed and do normal morning routine. Wash face, brush teeth, etc. Then 6:25, and I told her that she could play around with these times. I just kind of came up with these times. It's like how I do them, but you know. 6:25, eat a quick healthy snack. Then she said that she wants to start doing a workout, so I put 6:30, start workout. I gave her a half hour workout, so 7 a.m., eat breakfast. Then 7:30, do any morning chores if there is any. Then 8 o'clock, start school. Then, of course, she has 12 o'clock for lunch. I probably should have written like 1 o'clock, get back to school or whatever. Anyway, 2:30, clean up any school supplies, aka school is over. I don't know the time you'll get out, but you'll get done with school so you can play around with the times. Sorry, I accidentally wrote don't instead of done. So yeah, clean up any school supplies, aka school is over. I don't know the time you'll get done with school, but so you can play around with the times. Okay, 2:45, a quick snack. Then 3 o'clock, chores. I know that she has a few chores, so yeah, just any chores. Then 4 o'clock, rewrite notes. She said that she wanted a time where she can just rewrite notes and make them super cute and aesthetic. So I wrote 4 o'clock, rewrite notes. And then whenever she gets done, you know, free time. But I just wrote 5 o'clock free time because she said like a good hour. So I just figured why not give her an hour. So I need to show you guys my room. It is so super cute. And I will show you it once it's done. Maybe if I'm that patient. And I will also show you guys my house because I don't know if you guys remember. Well, I don't know if I told you guys, but my house flooded a year ago. And we have redone everything. So, yeah, super excited. Also, do you guys want me to do more like video episodes? It's a bit harder for me because I have, like restrictions and stuff on my phone. So, I have to edit the video, export it into my camera, and then send it to Cal, tell her what to make the title and description and everything, and then she posts it for me. So, it is a little harder to do video episodes for me, but yeah. So, anyway. So, one more thing. I know you guys are begging me to be done, but I have one more little thing that I will get into. So, I recently got this comment like a few hours ago. I think it was like 4 or 5 hours ago from E. I have no idea who E is. They have never commented on my podcast before, but they challenged me to do 100 sit-ups. Yeah, maybe I don't know. So, don't get your hopes up. I might do it. I might not. I feel like someone's gonna like be like a gym person and be like, "That's not a sit-up." I don't work out very much, guys. Like, I'll go for a run and stuff, but like I do volleyball and stuff. I get a good workout with that. So I don't like find the need for me to actually do a workout. Okay, I'm actually trying to do a sit-up right now. I'm trying to like find a good position with a squishmallow pillow. Okay, I think I'm not allowed to have something to set my head up. Oh wait, I'm actually doing it. Wait, am I supposed to have my legs up? And like do that? Am I supposed to have my legs up or down? I have no clue. You guys can't even see me right now. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye. Love you guys.